Welcome to the Comics Experiment right here at the Comic Storian channel, hosted on the Comic Storian Podcast Network at twitch.tv/comicstorian every Thursday at about 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. This is the show every week where I sit down with these guys and we discuss something more interesting or thought-provoking within the world of comic books. Or if we can't think of anything interesting or thought-provoking, we come up with a list and turn ourselves into one of those channels.
Those channels.
Those.
See our list about them. Go ahead.
Yeah. The worst channels that do comic books.
Top.
Comics Explained.
Wow.
Comic Pop. Very account. We're just going to name them all.
It's pretty sunny outside. Better yeah. Pull over the shade.
Wait. No.
We're just kidding, Sal. We love
legitimately,
you.
Comic Drake. Anyway, moving on with the show.
Have I met Comic Drake?
Yeah, you have.
Honestly, he seems like a nice guy.
Oh, sorry.
We hate him.
Oh, yeah.
I like chat. Subtle.
It's like, I'm pretty sure I've met Comic Drake.
Anyway, guys, yeah, every week we sit around and talk about some fun topics. Today we're going to discuss why do we think The Boys is as popular as it is. And we'll go into how big it actually is, because I don't think even you guys are aware.
Number one, it's got nudity.
Anyway, today's sponsor is nudity.
Uncircumcised your torso.
Our sponsor today is actually Bespoke Post.
Where
you can get 20% off your first monthly box of awesome when you use our link below and use the code COMICS at checkout. We'll tell you more in the middle of today's show.
I'm muting the phone because it buzzed. Yeah, that's the sponsor. And nudity. Go. Do I not pay you well enough for this?
Well,
I can get a couple of ones out of my pocket.
Bingo.
I need a little motivation here, people. Get me in the mood.
Where is this going? No?
So The Boys.
So anyway, The Boys actually, I saw in a recent interview, of all the web series to be created, The Boys is ranked like number 2 or 3.
What's number one?
I'll try to see if I can find the original report. But basically, what makes this interesting is that that's ranked with all of them, including all the Netflix series.
Right, yeah.
So every,
well, now I'm really curious what number one.
The top 10 shows of the most successful web series out there is 9 Netflix shows.
Right.
And then The Boys is in there.
Nice.
So.
Good for them.
Nice.
I want to say Stranger Things is on there.
Yep.
I'm actually curious
now. Westworld, probably.
Probably.
Tiger King.
Yeah.
If that's not number one, what's even the point?
There you go. Found it already. That wasn't that hard.
I don't even know.
My gosh, there it is. This is so. Here we go. No,
never mind. I found it.
Fine. Disabled my ad blocker. No, I didn't. Oh, I realized that.
It's like you're lying.
I get it, Forbes.
This guy's a phony.
A great big phony.
So did you disable? I see how it is. Okay, so. The number. Oh my God! I disabled the ad blocker, and immediately a giant ad comes down.
Just in case you didn't notice it.
So, in all the ratings, when they see us, I don't think I actually watched that one.
I don't know that one now.
I haven't heard.
So, when they see us, Stranger Things, Narcos, Black Mirror, Boys.
So it's not number two.
It's
that's
fifth. But it's still ranked amongst Netflix shows.
A little high, a little lower.
And this is the four zone. This isn't the original list I saw. But
okay.
It's probably.
But top five. Still not bad.
It's top five. Then we have Dark, The Crown, Peaky Blinders, Fleabag. Fleabag's also on Amazon. Cobra Kai. Technically not a Netflix thing, but whatever. Well,
now it is.
I was thinking now it is.
Yeah.
House of Cards and The Marvelous Miss Maisel.
I'm just going to say for the number of. For those being the top of the list, I haven't heard of half of those.
I've heard of them even if I haven't seen them all.
When they see us, I'm pretty sure it's that Netflix one. Like, those about civil rights or something.
Bird? Oh, never mind.
I think it was about civil rights.
I thought it was like the series that was like the Bird Box. Or not the Bird Box, the other one.
The one that's like Quiet Place?
Yeah. And
I know what one you're talking about.
You know which
about.
One I'm talking about.
That was terrible.
Okay. Something like that.
It was terrible.
It was like the Quiet Place where they can't make noise. And then they're like, here's our version.
Yeah. It's not good.
I think it was called The Bird Box.
Maybe that one was called The Bird Box. But either way, The Boys is doing very well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very well.
I think I think what I wanted to talk about today is why do you guys think it is so popular?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. So instead, what we're going to talk about is nudity.
I like it.
So do I.
All right, everybody. Thanks.
Thanks for watching our experiment of does nudity sell comics? Yes. Yes, it does.
That is going to be the name of today's topic. Like, how did you guys get your podcast to start getting views on the channel again? We named one of them. Does nudity sell? It was really like, it was a 2-minute podcast. Yeah,
it's pretty great.
How did you guys start bringing people into the podcast? Full frontal. Every episode.
How'd you get them on the Patreon? Full behind.
That's my OnlyFans. I'm sorry, what was the topic? What were we talking about?
Okay, so why do you think The Boys is doing so well?
Because it's violent as all hell and it's realistic.
Okay. I don't want to get your opinion on this, okay. But what I want to know is why does that sell for The Boys, but not for Batman v Superman and Justice League and all those? Oh, we'll forget Justice League. That's the Justice League.
I was going to say they weren't violent at all in Justice League.
But why do you think The Boys is doing so well?
I mean, honestly, it's probably a combination of stuff like that because people like Superheroes are very popular right now, right?
Yeah.
The MCU movies make thousands and thousands. Bajillions and bajillions of dollars, even if Batman v Superman, Justice League, and whatnot doesn't rate very well, it still makes tons of money.
Yeah.
Right.
People, and I would say that generally speaking, people like the idea of superheroes, but then they also like that realistic, violent spin on it. So the people who like the MCU are like, why doesn't Captain America just cut people's heads off? I don't understand.
That shield is sharp.
What's even the point of this? Or like, why doesn't Superman just blast everybody with his heat vision? Then they get a show like The Boys, which essentially has those characters, even if they're named something else, doing exactly what everybody's like, why doesn't Superman just shoot every terrorist with his laser beams? Like, what would he be?
Why
the
aren't
point?
They sponsored by a giant
exactly.
corporation?
Exactly. And generally speaking, those kind of shows are also commentaries on our own world and how like celebrities are and our politicians and things like that. So I think people like that combination. Even if they don't realize they like it, I think people subconsciously like that combination.
Okay. I actually saw it was in the Honest Trailers thing. He made a comment of the truth is people are always worried about what it would be like to live in a world with people with superpowers.
True, yeah.
But the truth is, it's more horrifying to think of what these people with those powers would actually do.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, like Homeland is what I would picture a Superman would actually be like. Like, I don't care if you've been raised by the Kents and you're the most moral compass. I mean, I guess that's why Superman's so interesting because he does, no matter what, do the moral compass
thing.
Stands
by his...
But in all honesty, if you gave me the powers of Superman, I would probably be Homelander. Hey guys, check me out. You don't like me? Boot!
He tries to do that now, actually. Have you noticed it when we're in crowds? And he's just like...
Sometimes he just stares at
you. And you get the inflatable suit with muscles in it, you know?
I have a theory about the inflatable suit with muscles.
What?
If I may. Because you never see him without...
You did when it was himself.
No. Stay with me here.
Okay.
Nobody ever sees Homelander outside of his suit.
Right.
So they do that to project an image of Homelander, that he's this big, tough, powerful guy. I think, and realistically, when he takes off the suit, it is all fake.
Oh,
it's the Jason Momoa commercial.
Because think about it, though. Like, if you are super powerful, right? You're super strong no matter what.
Yeah.
How do you get muscle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't lift weights because every weight is too light for you. So realistically, you probably would be really thin.
You'd be a Flashpoint Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
Scrawny as hell.
Because you're already strong, so there's no way you're going to be able to build muscle mass.
I don't know. I watched The Incredibles. Yeah, you got to bench a train.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm just picturing Superman chugging protein.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, though?
I got my pre-workout. I got to go bench a couple trains.
It'd be really funny if they actually saw Homelander without his suit, and he just looks like a little lean guy. Just like, yeah, whatever.
It's just me.
It's just Dan.
It's just me. But
so they put him in the suit to project that image of like the buff, powerful superhero. Mm-hmm. That's my theory about that, actually. So, obviously, the actual actor isn't very buff.
Yeah.
Right? It's realistically what it is.
Well, we've also seen him without it when he was wearing the robe as the clone
exactly,
version.
Yeah.
So. So warning at this point, we're probably going to go a little bit deeper diver into the actual discussion. So if you have not seen season 2 of the Boys.
What's wrong with you?
We're not going to be openly trying to spoil things, but at the same time, we're also not going to hold ourselves back and be like, oh, remember that scene and not discuss a scene or something.
You remember the scene?
Yeah, the scene where they did things like that.
Yeah, where stuff happened. Remember that?
Yeah.
So this is your warning now. If you haven't seen the season 2 and you actually want to watch season 2 and you're worried about potential spoilers, we're going to take off the reins. So you have no more rain, Andy.
So it's sunny out.
Oh, you went horse.
I went with the weather.
You went horse. I went weather.
I went weather.
Andy doesn't have to make weird noises.
Mine is just I don't need an umbrella anymore.
Yours, you're over here neighing and doing hand things.
I don't know. It's just what I picture going off the reins.
Okay.
Okay, so going forward then, so we know a couple things have happened in the boys. Do you think it's directly related to the violent nature of it, the realistic nature of it, of this is how we think it would actually be handled?
It's probably a combination.
I think it's a combo of that and a combo of kind of the, like when you watch stuff like that, you, like when you watch stuff like Captain America, you put yourself in their shoes of, well, if I was Cap and that person did that, I'd just punch the crap out of him.
Yeah, like, just punch through his chest. I don't see
exactly.
the problem.
Yeah. And I feel like that's why The Boys is so good, is because of the fact that it's a, no one knows who any of these people are, there is no predisposition of what people believe it. Like, that's why you can't have Superman doing it.
Because they'd be like, that's not Superman. Exactly. Superman wouldn't do that.
That's what happened to Man of Steel.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, or even in going back to Batman v Superman, when he shunned the human population, you know, like, you guys don't accept me, I'm out, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, it's not Superman! Zack Snyder doesn't get him!
I don't think that's exactly what he said, man.
Yeah.
No. Don't get me, I'm not hanging out with you anymore.
That's the Superman I want. Yeah.
just a really attitude-y Superman.
Because like people give Zack Snyder crap for making a more moodier
like
Superman.
He doesn't understand him.
Or Batman that kills. And then we get Homelander in black noir.
Which is just psychopathic Superman. And maybe Batman?
We don't really know.
He was more of a quiet ninja?
That had a nut allergy?
That has a nut allergy?
That's a nut allergy. It's still the funniest thing ever. Is that an Almond Joy? Yeah, he has a nut allergy. No more.
That was pretty funny.
And now he's just comatose. Like,
that's true, yeah.
Like, apparently it's a really bad allergy.
I mean, usually nut allergies are like that.
I read a thing that actually came out. The actor who plays Black Noir has an actual nut allergy.
That's actually where I was going to go with that.
Yeah, but his is so bad that he can't even be in the room with nuts.
Oh, apparently. Seriously?
Yeah,
oh,
wow. Like, his is like if the, whatever, the not pheromones, but whatever, you know, like the, whatever, the nut smell or whatever gets in the air. Apparently it's bad for him. So
the nut smell.
Yeah, the nut smell.
I'm sure there's a much better way
to
say it.
No, it's the smelly nuts. You know what I'm saying? If there's a bunch of smelly nuts in a room, the actor can't be in. What? Why is everybody laughing? You know, the nutty smell.
The nutty smell. Right?
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, it's
when
super
you got
nutty.
Like a really musky, nutty smell.
Yeah, yeah. It's like yesterday we were bowling and they were hand washing the balls. I don't know why people have any issues with that.
Giggling every time I say that. I don't get it.
You know, when I walked into the room where they hand washed the balls, it smells very nutty. I don't know if they had a bowl of nuts nearby.
Musky smell to it. Sort of an earthy tones.
Oh my God.
What are we talking about?
You know what we're talking about? The portal.
Are we opening
the portal? At 12 minutes?
Okay.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Bespoke Post, a monthly box of awesome. Bespoke Post is here with a customized box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. Fall has arrived and Bespoke Post has a brand new seasonal box of awesome collections, including my personal favorite, Cask, which includes a charred American white oak barrel for me to store and age my whiskey in, as well as a bottling kit. How cool is that? From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, just go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. Every month, new boxes are released across a ton of different categories, and it's free to sign up. Plus, you can skip a month or cancel any time. Each box costs about $45, and it includes over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at aboxofawesome.com and enter the code COMICS at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code COMICS for 20% off your first box. The portal's closed. People need to hear this.
We close the portal.
No. It's already closed. I want them to hear.
What's your
point?
So what I was trying
to go into was...
Andy, what do you think about VOT?
The fact that someone... needs to get laser beamed. No, the fact of
baby laser.
No, actually, this is a great idea. This is a great point of view of people. When you're in real life situations, you do get frustrated at things. You do stuff like that, and you picture yourself in the sin. Like if someone had superheroes, I'm going to use the Homelander just killing the crowd where they're pissing him off, and he daydreams that he just kills the entire crowd of people. And that's what people do when they watch movies with Superman. They would go, okay, that person's doing that. I would just do this. And like the show is very clearly going in those directions and pandering to the extremes that people would go to if they had the actual powers, but also keeping them down to earth by giving them normal human weaknesses like a nut allergy.
Yeah.
Like it gives you that relatability.
Maybe Bruce Wayne has a nut allergy. Wouldn't
that
be hilarious?
But would be hilarious. He's got the batty pen. That's his bat EpiPen.
Yeah, okay. Batty pen.
Yeah, I got you.
But like it looks like a little bat.
Obviously. Could you imagine them trying to fix Batman? You know what? The guy with all the money has no real weakness other than he's human. Why don't we give him a human weakness? He has hay fevers.
He's actually got arachnophobia.
When the spring rolls around.
Just Batman with itchy, watery eyes. Just like, oh, Jesus. I'm just like super foggy today. Is the Joker again? Robin, go do that.
It's Andy every February.
It's pretty much me every February.
But you see what I'm saying? Like it puts it in a more relatable position for people when you imagine being a superhero and you get upset. And it gives that connection. And I think what really seals the deal is the fact that they do not hold back. They show heads getting literally just crushed. They show how gruesome it is. And it makes you go, oh. Because in your head you think, oh, when I would go over the top, I would laser beam people, that's the end of it. But they're showing you and you're like, oh crap, those would have some insane things coming out of this. And I just feel like it's
no idea.
Relatable.
Head would explode like that when I thought about it really hard.
Exactly. But like it's just relatable to people and how people get frustrated, both with the social commentary of the people who get frustrated with the celebrities that they can get away with whatever they want, and that would be where the boys would come in, or ones that picture themselves as the celebrities and would do what they want to do, the people that are picturing themselves as Homelander and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then we're also going in the direction of, no, superheroes aren't always good. We have people like Stormfront, who's a literal Nazi. Like, you would have situations like this of people that pretend to be good but are very, very, very not good.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that relatability factor, even though it's not relatable in the sense of we actually have superpowers, but I think that's why it's so big.
I do.
You have superpowers?
Yeah.
What's your power?
I can't tell
you. That's your power, not telling me.
It's a secret.
Oh.
His power is to keep secrets.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh.
His power is to crack a joke at the one thing that will actually bother you.
I laser in on everyone's insecurities and crack a joke about it.
All you got to do, if you ever want Andy to just kind of pester you, like to the point where you're like, wait, is he being serious? Get one beer in him. Suddenly, like everything's out.
Yeah.
That's very, very true.
He literally said it yesterday. He's like, now you gave me a beer. I'm just cracking jokes at all you now.
Ben. We're bowling, and I was a few beers in, and Ben's like, I didn't expect everybody to just make fun of everybody all night long. And I'm like, have you ever met me? And I've had beer.
Yeah.
So one thing I've noticed a lot in our comments, they're stating that the excellent writing is why The Boys is doing so well.
Yes, I would say so.
The writing is done very well.
The acting is fantastic.
They got the best actors for this. Yeah, the showrunner, Eric Kripke, is well known for being able to make these long-running series and make them feel realistic. That's why Supernatural's done so well. Well, you know, the actors of Supernatural have done a great job. He has definitely done a great job as the showrunner for that.
Yep. Mm.
But let's remove that element for a moment. Because it's the argument
the element of the writing and
the writing stuff. Because you don't know about
he's like, all right, but if there wasn't the good writers and the good actors, would the show be good?
There's something about The Boys that makes people want to watch it before they know how well it's written and things like that.
Okay.
The Boys had traction before it was, no, this is a really well-written show. You have to go check it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there has to be that initial entry of like what promoted it.
Well, and so that's the invisible.
I think it's just because superheroes are huge right now.
This is a different take on it?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you think The Boys did well with a different take on superheroes we don't know?
Yeah.
And yes, the writing is excellent and everything, and the actors are excellent, but you don't know this going in.
No.
Why would The Boys do well, but something like Batman v Superman tank horribly? Because
you have no standards in your head. That's what I think. Like, I think Batman
That's
Superman.
That's a great viewpoint. Like, yeah, yeah. Like you don't know what to expect from Homelander Black Noir. So exactly. when they come out of the gate, you're like, whoa, they're evil.
But I mean, exactly. financially, Batman v Superman did really well. Even
right.
if it didn't get rated very well, mm-hmm. it still did really well.
Right.
But yeah, the no expectations is always like, I like superheroes, and I don't know what these superheroes are going to do.
Right. I Whereas just see this video see where they make Batman fun of things.
And, exactly. Mm-hmm. When if I go see Batman v Superman, I generally know what Batman v Superman is going to do.
Yeah. Or you're hoping you do. You, Hence yeah, the argument yeah, exactly. people had with yeah. Batman v Superman. But when they're, what is Martha? That's not going to...
It's yeah. like Umbrella Academy, though.
That's true.
Same basic concept. It's superheroes, but I don't really know anything about them. So, yeah. oh, this show's going everywhere, and it's cool. It's crazy. The writing's great. The acting's great. You know, that sort of thing. So.
Okay. So then let me ask you this then. Why did Garth Ennis's original Boys Run not do well? While people have known of it
when
and it had
it
its
out?
Fans, it didn't do like... It wasn't a tremendous...
It wasn't like mainstream.
Right.
When did it come out?
That I don't know.
Because based on the tone of this, like the tone of the
I know
Boys,
I know
it was
mid
2000s.
I was like when it came out, I know it had a lot of stabs at Bush.
Yeah,
so
it
I know
was mid
2000s. Yeah. 2006 to 2008.
Yeah.
Okay.
It did well enough to continue its run until about 2008. The publication then eventually went until 2012. It made 72 issues, which is not a bad run for an indie book at all.
No.
But it wasn't like mainstream revered. Oh my God.
Well, I would say the problem with the Boys comic that even the show doesn't realistically go is the level of violence from gratuity.
That's a word.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you drank already?
Yeah, apparently. This is vodka. it's just, and this is my problem with Garth Ennis, and I know a lot of people like him, and there are certain books he's done that I've enjoyed, like Preacher, I was a fan of. He tends to go with the real shock value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not known for his subtlety in his writing.
And I told you this morning because we're doing a list that is coming out. But the time that this comes out, the list will be coming out very soon. Top 10 deaths from the show and the comics. And
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
The comics are super gruesome, Ben.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I am fully aware what Garth Ennis can do. I'm the guy that read Crossed until it got so it went so far that even I was like, I'm good.
Yeah. So that kind of the book, even if it's very well told, even if it is popular, is never going to reach the audience mm-hmm. of your normal mainstream comics just because a certain age group can't read it.
Can't yeah. read well, it. Well, certain age group technically can't watch The Boys.
This
episode alone is not for PG-13.
Well, no, I understand that, but most of the people who buy Amazon Prime are adults.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Like, if there's a 12-year-old who's like, yeah, I got my own Amazon Prime account, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? How? You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that is what helps The Boys succeed as a show?
I think
versus
it is.
A comic, though?
I do.
Because the audience you know is people who have bought in are 18 plus.
Well, I mean, obviously it does. People don't read.
That is true.
That's a whole other debate. I mean,
that's what it is. Generally speaking, obviously, someone who's going to have Amazon Prime is of legal age to watch The Boys.
Right.
In theory.
And because superheroes are so popular right now, somebody would be like, oh, a superhero show. And watch it. Now, I know people who do not like The Boys because they find it too violent and too gruesome. And, I mean, going to have those people. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so, yeah. That's why I would say that the show is much more popular than the comic book ever was.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Plus, Amazon Prime, you reach a broader audience than a comic book.
Yeah.
So
that's just the way of our world.
I'll agree with you on that.
Especially in the 2000s, because superheroes weren't nearly as popular.
Yeah. Well, no, when that first came out, we had the X-Men franchise.
Exactly.
Iron Man wasn't a thing yet. I believe it was 2008.
I believe so.
Yeah.
2008, 2009.
Because that
we
was
had all of those Marvel movies like Ben Affleck's Daredevil and Nick Cage's Ghost Rider.
That is still a classic.
And Nick Cage's Ghost Rider.
That is also a classic. Come on.
Sure. I mean, it is in the sense of it's awful, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, you do not badmouth Nick Cage's
Elektra.
Ghost Rider. No. No, Elektra is not good, but Ghost Rider is.
But you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, we did.
If you agree with me, go to our Twitter, at Comic Store, and just be like, Ghost Rider was amazing. Bring back Nick Cage.
I would take Nick Cage's Ghost Rider. I'm not against that idea.
Could you imagine Nick Cage's Ghost Rider shows up in the Multiverse and Madness?
That would be
hilarious.
It's just
Nick Cage rides out, and he's like, I'm here.
If it's not just Nick, just a cameo would be
That's
great.
That's how he gets I'm here, guys.
And he's
I'm
like,
the Ghost Rider.
The Beast. Anyway.
That would be Nick Cage's Ghost Rider. Hey, everyone, I'm here.
Pretty much.
I just saw him in that weird movie with the alien thing that took him over. He's definitely still doing that
shit.
Oh,
yeah, I know. Nick Cage just needs a paycheck at this point. Yeah, but like I said, like even the more mainstream stuff, like Batman stuff, like that, wasn't getting people into comic books at that time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's why I would say The Boys as a whole, the comic, was not as popular as mainstream mm-hmm. as like the show has become.
I think another big factor with The Boys that's worth noting is it's technically not the superhero show. It's the guys against the superheroes.
Also true.
And I think that that's true, a yeah. big factor is most of the time you do get Ghost Rider. It's about Ghost Rider. Elektra. It's about Elektra. You rarely go into the group of people that are opposed to them because of their negative impact on just
or the,
civilians.
Just this, the world around superheroes. You don't generally
exactly,
get this. Especially
yeah.
in movies. You don't get yeah. that story of what, let's say Homelander or A-Train, like A-Train running through Huey's girlfriend. Like you never mm-hmm. see that in movies.
Mm-mm. No.
You know what
Do
I'm
you
saying?
Think the show would not be as popular if it was about
just it was like the realistic life
of it was just called The Seven.
If it was just yeah. called The Seven.
It was and it was just about how awful these people are in real life.
Yeah.
It probably actually still would be really popular. Let's be honest.
I could see it being popular, but you don't have anyone to rally behind.
That's the thing,
and
but
that's
it,
what you
like
need.
It would probably be popular, but it would be more like, yeah, the idea of somebody fighting against the depravity and mm-hmm. the collateral damage that the superheroes actually do. I think is what, yeah, it makes The Boys so popular. Mm-hmm. So it probably wouldn't be as popular just to see the shitty Justice League.
So here's the next question I have for you then, based upon the fact that the show is about all the shitty people.
Yes.
There's no real hero other than Huey.
Right.
Because like Gerard Butler's...
What is Gerard his Butler? Urban?
Yeah, that Carl Urban.
I was
Urban.
Like,
I was
what
like, Gerard
show?
Butler's in this show?
I was, my head's going through like, who's Gerard Butler?
He's Black Noir. He's Black Noir.
That would be awesome.
I would love that.
If they did, it was Gerard Butler the whole time. And he'd be like,
amazing.
He'd be like, this is The Seven. And kick somebody. That would be awesome.
Kick Starlight into like a wall.
I mean, she could take a hit.
I mean, we saw her take many hits.
That's what I'm saying.
Billy Butcher. That's the word I was thinking in my head.
Yeah, yeah, Billy Butcher. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Carl Urban.
Who is such an underrated actor.
Oh, 100%.
He's one of those ones.
I literally like him in everything he's
yeah,
ever been in.
He's
yeah.
one of those ones that until he's pointed out, you don't know he's in things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm always just like, why is this guy bigger than he is? I mean, he was Dredd. He's Billy yeah. Butcher. Yeah. He's been in like everything.
He really has.
He literally has been in
He's one of those
like
actors.
Everything.
He's in Lord of the Rings.
I think
he's
in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. but he always is the guy that dies. He's always like second to the main lead normally.
Generally, yeah, he's like mm-hmm. the
While
Dredd,
he
down.
Was Dredd. He was the only
you
Dredd
didn't
to
see
not take
on his helmet. Yeah,
which could. Is what we liked about it, but yeah, once yeah. again, screwed him.
He had such an epic frown in that movie. I don't know. I don't know if he's practiced it.
It's like, damn, like, man, that man's frown.
Jesus.
Do you think... I don't even know what I was going to say.
I don't know either.
I don't either.
You so, started
who,
Gerard
Butler. Who is the good guy of the show? Because that's oh. part of what I think...
I mean, Huey is supposed to be us.
Right, but he's a terrible us. So,
well, he's us in the sense that he doesn't know what the hell he's doing all the time. and he generally expects people to be like nice people.
Well, yeah. the reason I ask yeah, is yeah, because yeah. Batman vs Superman didn't do well. MCU can't be fun, whatever's they do well.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
It didn't do well critically. I mean, we know what I mean.
Right.
Money.
Yeah,
that was the
whole
money. Point.
Just because everybody wanted to go so they could bitch back.
Right. But Joker did well.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's not a good guy movie at all.
No.
It's like a long talk. As I was just talking to Tom King on Absolute Comics, which you can catch on the other channel when it goes live. I'll link that down below.
You were talking to Tom King? Did he mention me?
Yeah, he did. No, but when I...
By the way, fire your brother.
Fun side note.
Oh,
I put
God.
Out questions oh, for Tom King, and about seven people said, have Andy interview him instead of you.
I got to preface our conversation with, I don't hate you. I just hate your Batman run. And then all my questions are why? And
but,
then various things.
But not even, just why?
Just why?
Just
anyway,
why?
Sorry.
It actually worked out very well because Sal doesn't like his Batman run and I do. So it was a lot.
Sal doesn't like his Batman
no,
run?
No, he doesn't
That's
like it at all.
That's fun. Okay.
We got through the whole show and Sal ended it off the air. He's like, okay, I have to be up front. I don't like your Batman run. He's like, I like everything else. And I'm just thinking, why are you telling
yeah,
him this?
Yeah, what did Tom
the show is
what
over.
Was his response?
He said not everyone can be happy. He's fine
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, I mean,
he was,
I mean realistically, if you're a professional, that's
the first
true,
question
yeah.
I asked him, and you'll get the answer to it on the podcast. But the first thing I asked him was, how did you take the backlash?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, honestly, he didn't even see 90% of it because the book came out every other week.
No, that's
he
true,
was
yeah.
so busy writing it.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't even pay attention.
Yeah. yeah.
But we one th- the reason I bring this up mm-hmm. is because nobody in The Boys is really the good guy.
No.
No.
A great example.
I would say... Starlight is actually a pretty good guy.
To an extent, but there's no true.
There's no one in the
she's
sense
not like,
of like
the hero yeah. of the story. Right. But I would say she's actually a good person.
But what I'm saying is, like, a lot of people like to look at Tom King's run, mm-hmm. and one of the biggest complaints I've seen about it, when they look at it in a broad spectrum, mm-hmm. okay. is he ruined Flashpoint Batman. He made Thomas Wayne a villain.
I see. Okay.
To which the response is, Thomas Wayne was never a good guy. Yeah, this is the Batman that shot people, dropped them off rooftops, like. That was what made Thomas Wayne
the good one.
Yeah, that's what made him the good one.
Yeah.
But he was never a good guy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Which is kind of where The Boys is at. Do you think the Joker...
It's like the opposite of the Satan from Wreck-It Ralph. Just because you're a bad guy doesn't mean you're a bad guy. But in this case, it's just because you're a good guy doesn't mean you're a good guy.
Yeah, which is essentially what the show is about.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's what I want to get at. Do you think that the reason why The Boys is doing so well, Joker's done so well, and I guarantee you that at this point, MCU has some kind of Squadron Supreme style thing coming out.
That'd be awesome.
But I guarantee they do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, maybe not Squadron Supreme.
Henry Cavill is Hyperion. Ben Affleck is Nighthawk.
Dude, that would be amazing if they cast them.
Gal Gadot as Warrior Woman or Warrior Princess. Yeah, I would watch that.
I would watch that.
But what I'm saying is, a lot of movies and shows are now aiming to the bad guy. There is no true
hero. This is an interesting story to tell past the normal good guy story.
Right. Because I think MCU may have run the good guy story into the ground.
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, part of what I'm expecting is WandaVision is going to be a cool, weird spin on your head.
Right.
But Falcon Winter Soldier, as much as I'm going to love it, I'm also expecting it to be very straightforward. Good guys team up. Right. They're going to have the buddy cop banter. They're going to fight the villain. They're going to jail the... I'm not expecting anything crazy out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that's generally why the super villain side stories always do well.
Yeah.
Is because it's a different perspective.
I think it's that and good guys are boring. When you know that they're a good guy, you know that it's kind of like the cyclical
story.
You
generally know the ending.
You know where it's going to go. Yeah. But when you don't really know if they're good or bad, like, because Huey, when you first start season one, you're like, this is a good guy. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. And then you go, oh, wait, no, he just blew a guy up. Like, regardless of any of the situations, he blew a guy up. And then you start going,
he's not quite
as good. Well, is he? Exactly. Yeah. You start going, this is realistic. No one is a good guy. People have good aspects to themselves, but no one is a good guy. Not your heroes, not your normal people.
Everybody sucks.
And I think that, exactly. And like, that's what The Boys has done, is it humanizes people, because you go, well, Starlight's a good guy. Yeah, but she also killed a guy and then decided, well, I don't care that much because I'm saving Huey. That's the thing that people like about it, is the good guys are getting corrupt and it's being realistic.
Mm-hmm. Philippe puts it in a good way. The Boys is not about who's the biggest good guy. It's who's the least bad guy.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You got to be the least bad guy to beat the best bad guy.
Also, I want to throw out this casting option that was thrown in here, which I thought was awesome. But it was, where is it? John Krasinski. As Hyperion?
I would watch that.
Oh, yes.
And Keanu Reeves as Nighthawk.
I would watch that.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't find your name, so if you say it again, I'll make sure
that would be really good.
So I guess the last point... Oh, crap. Now I forgot my last point. I had another point. One final point to kind of wrap this whole thing around. Oh, do you think that The Boys would be interesting if they decided to spin the seven into true heroes?
No.
Like they do.
The reason I
ask
this is there's a very brief moment during the season two mm-hmm. where Homelander's kind of being screwed by everyone, and it almost looks like he may be considering becoming.
Yeah, he's like, Vought is going under, but we are the seven.
Yeah, it looks like he almost might become like a hero, and you're like,
well, that's just him
as a viewer and knowing the story of The Boys, I'm like, well, they're not going to go that route.
No.
But
that's just because he's always worried about his
image
and what the people think of him. And he wants to be loved and he wants to be seen as a hero, even though he ends the season by jerking off on a rooftop.
Just I can do whatever the hell I want.
Like and I think I read somewhere that that's his only true weakness is his desire to be wanted.
And honestly, that's the best weakness to give the most powerful person in the world, because it's one of those ones where it's like, this is your like mental emotional weakness. You can be the strongest man.
Yeah, exactly.
Of steel.
Yeah.
But you care about what people think about you.
But I would say that I don't know if it would make it interesting. I guess it would, the whole, because I mean, redemption stories are always interesting, but I don't know if you could redeem most of these people. Even Queen Maeve, who of the like awful people is probably one of the least.
I'd say A-Train's up there as well, but awful. He's so self-centered.
Yeah, but
no, but he's one of those characters that he'll help you. If it's helping him.
Yeah.
Like, that's... even, you can get A-Train on your side.
Even if she kind of has a redemption story in season two.
Even though it's mostly just her doing what she wants.
Yeah,
and it
that's
just
what I'm
benefits
saying.
Other
like,
people
it
by
just,
chance.
It just, I don't
well,
know.
I mean, it's proven by the, without, there's no real reason to spoil it, but the final scenes with Maeve.
Yeah.
Where she's like, I'm just doing what I want. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But it's like, I feel like they're all a little too far gone to do a redemption story with them.
Okay.
I mean, the Deep kind of has a redemption story, but even his doesn't really work.
No.
You know what
I'm
saying?
I find his story interesting because he's just so willing to do whatever.
Just to be liked.
Yeah.
Honestly, on the team, realistically. Not even liked.
Let's be honest. He is the... He's one of the best examples of child actors.
Yeah.
People that get super big when they're young.
Yeah.
Die off and then try their hardest
to
just
get back
do
in.
Whatever they can to get back in there.
Yep. Actually, one of our chat brought up another example of the villain, just the whole story being about the villain. There was no real redemption. Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's five seasons of Walter White just spiraling down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's like you don't always need a redemption story. And I would, I mean...
I mean,
if they were like, what if we just tried to make the Seven good in this in the third season? Honestly, that would be kind of boring. If they were like, all right, guys, we're actually going to start being superheroes now. Homelander's like, I'm cleaning up my act. We're going to be superheroes. It's going to be great. Like, what would be the point of that?
Right.
Unless the point was to watch them struggle and then just not do it at all.
And then go evil because they just
go
it.
Super evil. And they're like, screw it. Let's rule the planet. I don't even care anymore.
And turn into the crime syndicate.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, no, the Breaking Bad arc I think is funny because at the end of that one, they didn't even try to give him a redemption.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad just turned into how many people has Walter White hurt?
Right.
Like, that's what it turns into by the ending.
Which is kind of like what Billy Butcher is.
Yeah.
Butcher isn't out to help anyone.
No, it's how many people has he hurt to get what he wants.
And he wants to hurt Homelander. That's all it is. Yeah. It has nothing to do with him thinking he's a good guy.
Oh, crap. I keep getting that idea and then I lose the track
of it. Keep, like... doing what I do like every day.
Well, I'm trying to keep these shows more on point.
Doubtful.
Since we have to do two shorter episodes today, I thought we're going to be wrapping it up here. That's why I'm
wrapping it up. I was
going to
say we're 35 minutes.
But the reason being, since we have to do two shorter ones to get ourselves lined up with what I'm trying to do next week for the D&D game, I'm trying to keep these more on point and less tangenty, which people love, and I know.
Can but I go on a tangent real quick?
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, so my one complaint with The Boys, and this isn't with The Boys show in general, it's with the realistic superhero genre as a whole, I suppose, is that everyone is an asshole.
That's true. But
I mean,
look
has
at
he
us.
Been in our office?
Well, no. And what I mean by that is anytime they do a realistic take on superheroes, the realistic aspect is everyone is awful.
Okay.
But I mean, I guess that's why they have Starlight being the...
Well, and yeah, that is probably the one character who's not. But like, because it's always, they're always like, well, you know, we're comparing superheroes to like celebrities and how they kind of go a little crazy with social media and people's view of them and the image, and which is true, 100%. And that is with a lot of celebrities. But then you actually have good ones out there too, like Chadwick Boseman was a fantastic person overall.
Yeah.
Did a lot of stuff for charity and to help people. Same with Chris Evans. He does a lot of stuff for charity and to help people. And I mean, maybe deep down it is about a self-image thing with them, but they also seem like genuinely good people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I will say The Boys has implied those people though. I don't remember his name, but the Daredevil guy that was blind.
That is true. You're
They've
right.
implied that
and
these people exist.
And I guess the focus is generally on the assholes because that's the story.
Yeah.
Plus, technically,
the other one,
Black Noir, we don't know he's an asshole. He's just someone that follows orders.
That is true.
To the T. Yeah.
Literally.
So, okay. I remember what I was going to bring up. Nope, lost it again.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to just end this episode with, so the scene you guys talked about, I can do whatever I want.
Mm.
Okay, the ending of season two.
The last scene with Homelander.
He's just, without...
I would have flown over the city,
is
all I'm saying.
I was kind of hoping him to finish and like shoot down a plane, but that's just beside
me. That
would
have been funny as hell.
It would have been hilarious, right? Yeah. So apparently, that scene... Mm-hmm. For those who don't...
He didn't even know they were filming.
No, apparently, it was not actually a season two scene.
Oh, okay.
So that scene is apparently the midway through season one. And for the ones of you guys who don't know who's talking about, the actor has his pants down, you see his butt cheeks, and he is masturbating over the city, declaring he can do whatever he wants.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Apparently that scene was in season one and Amazon said it was too far.
Well, I mean, I can see that.
And then in season two, they said, do whatever you want. The show's doing well.
I can see that.
And they're
too.
Like, that's, you know, that scene we filmed where I'm jacking off on a building?
Eric Kripke.
We're using it.
Eric Kripke was like, yes. I've had this thing in a closet. I've had this thing on a computer this whole time.
I saw
like, bring in the nudity vaults. Here are the nude scenes, sir.
It's like a giant thing.
And it's all Homelander's
butt. Good
lord,
there's a lot of these.
Yeah,
we filmed a lot of stuff in season
one. Like, these are all full frontals. Yeah, you got to turn the case around. Oh my god. Okay, now we got
the. So the only thing is, they don't know if it was refilmed or not, but apparently it was a scene from one, and it was filmed and it was cut.
Yeah.
And the theory is right now they just reused it because why?
Sure, yeah. Why would you?
Why not?
Why reshoot it? But so yeah, that's our opinion on why The Boys is popular. I hope you guys enjoyed today's show. Don't forget to check out our sponsor,
Bespoke Post. Save 20% off your first monthly box. Code.
And that's gonna be a wrap on today's comics experiment. Don't forget, you can find us on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, various other platforms. You can support the show directly by subscribing right here at twitch.tv/comicstorian, where it's filmed live every Thursday. You can go to our Patreon, patreon.com/comicstorian, where we've been making a lot of efforts to fix up our delivery methods and get you this guys the products a lot faster and easier. You get early access and you get unedited versions of this podcast over there. And also remember, guys, to check out our sponsor. All of these keep this show going. If you like the show and you want it to never stop, please in some way support. But at the end of the day, during these trying times, if you can't afford any direct monetization, don't worry. Just watching the show does help us a lot more than you realize. And thank you guys so much for enjoying it.